The light of the world that you are is not your form. It isn't your human personality. It isn't your human selfhood. The light of the world that you are is your identity in Christ. It is your spiritual self, and it has a spiritual body, and it has a life which knows no birth and no death. It has a life which has never known sickness or disease. It has a life which has never known age. In fact, your light life has never known any problem of any kind. It is the light of God. It is your present identity and has ever been your identity. And it will be your identity till the end of the world, at which time you will discover that the Christ you have discovered to be yourself is the only self you ever were. Every error you have ever met in your entire lifespan has been a form of autosuggestion. World mesmerism, which has no place in your life. It has been a mental shadow appearing in form. It never had a cause. It never happened. It happened within a world consciousness. It never happened in the reality of divine consciousness. It happened in the illusion of mortal consciousness. That means it never happened. There has been no evil in your divine life. And there never can be. Wipe the slate clean. Rest in your divinity. I, Christ of God, light of the world, everywhere, perfect as my Father, now and forever. And let Christ do the work. Let. Don't seek solutions. Let Christ reveal truth, reality, perfection, harmony. Let Christ do the work. But first accept Christ to be your invisible light everywhere. My grace will be thy sufficiency in all things. Don't be afraid to let Christ be your grace. Fear not, it is I, Christ, the light of the world, ever present as identity. It takes a real big person to realize that humanhood is very small. A big person knows the smallness of humanhood. Silently changes over to the infinity of Christ as identity. Where I and the Father are one. Thou seest me, thou seest him that sent me. I am the light of the world. And you will never see me because that light is invisible. That is what your heart and soul are saying. You are the invisible light of the world, the everywhere light. That is the child of God accepting sonship, accepting God as the only Father. Stepping out of the world into my kingdom. When we become aware, deeply aware of the nature of our own being, we become sometimes a bit frantic about it. We want to run everywhere and do so many things. Now that we have this priceless pearl in our consciousness, we say to ourselves, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? And rather than do something about what you are, you find what you really have to do is not to accept yourself to be something that you are not. For instance, suppose you were to say something is missing in your life. And of course we all feel something is missing, or at least 10 things. Now, the moment you have something missing in your life, you have just denied yourself to be I, Christ, haven't you? You see how subtle it is? The moment I am missing this or that or the other thing, I'm not I, Christ, because nothing is missing in I, Christ. All that I have is thine, says the Father to the Christ. And therefore, the correct attitude is, no, nothing is missing. Nothing is missing at all. I realize there's an illusion of something missing. But I, Christ, being the divine image and likeness of the Father, and that being my name, my identity, I'll simply rest in what I am. And if something appears to be missing that is needed, why, it will appear. If it's baggage lost in South Africa, or if it's funds needed for this, or if it's a ticket needed for that, whatever it might be that is necessary will be manifest from my own being. I, Christ, is the creator from its own substance of all that is necessary. And so you're never looking out for the new client, the new job, the new wife, the new husband, the child you want to adopt, or the various things you think you're missing. Why? There are appearances in the world only because you're not living in I, Christ, but when you do, you discover the truth. Nothing has ever been missing. Nothing. It's the Father's word. Nothing is missing is the same statement as all that I have is thine. Nothing is missing. Even this instant, everything you have thought was missing is not missing in I, Christ. Every lack, every limitation, every finite thing that is short of something that you have wanted, all of this is the denial of identity. And so rather than go out to prove that I'm I, Christ, or to attain that level of I, Christ, that's where you are. You don't have to attain it. That's the way you are. If somebody hands you $1 million, you don't have to go out and get $1 million. You have it. Now just don't waste it. Now in the realization of I, Christ, face all that denies you to be I, Christ, and refuse to be tempted out of it. You find you're very busy rejecting all of the things in the world that try to convince you that you're everything but the light of the world. And you stay in that consciousness for a while, meeting the temptations with the knowledge that I, Christ, cannot be tempted out of reality. I, Christ, am never hypnotized. I, Christ, am reality, containing all that the Father hath. Oh, now I can't have a heart attack anymore. That's sad. Because I, Christ, can never have one. I can't have liver trouble. And I've even got to look at this bad back and realize it's a denial of my identity. What condition do I have that is not in I, Christ? That condition is a false consciousness. Every condition that is not in I, Christ, is a false consciousness. And therefore, what do I do about the condition? Rest in the knowledge that I am the light of the world. And there are no false conditions in the light of God. Oh, you're now your own physician. Do you see the change in you that comes about when you can rest in your identity rather than let the things of the world and of the body pull you out of your identity? And the deeper this becomes your awareness of your own self, the more you will recognize it as the truth of everyone you know. Then some of the things that are in this letter become so clear. This is still resist not, release man. There is no such thing as personal evil. That could be personal error too, you see. There is no such thing as personal evil. Now, we've all got so many personal problems, and yet there is no such thing. Why? Because we're not talking about our identity. We're talking about our limited consciousness. Our identity has no personal evil. Our identity is I, Christ, light of the world. There's no evil in I, Christ. But what about the evil we think we have? It's false identity. If you have a sore toe, it's because that toe is on your foot. If that's not your foot and the toe is sore, you don't have a sore toe. It's only because you've acknowledged that to be your foot. And if you don't acknowledge anything but I, Christ, where's the sore toe? Where's the evil? It's in that which you have acknowledged to be yourself. But you're not that self. And as you develop the capacity to be reborn from above, from the light, in the light, as the light, you find you throw off these so-called evils because you realize they're not in yourself at all. They're in the limited appearance called yourself based upon your previously limited consciousness. More conscious of being the light, you become less conscious of the false self. You are reborn from above. This is the whole regeneration of which the Christ speaks to us. Be ye reborn of the Spirit, accepting I, Christ. And then we come to this. There is no such thing as personal evil, nor is there such a thing as evil for which you and I individually are responsible. We're not responsible for any of the sins, the diseases, the lacks or limitations that come into our experience. Somebody has to be responsible. Where does the responsibility rest then? It's not our wrong thinking that produced them. It's not our envy, it's not our jealousy or malice that produced them. It's not our greed, it's not our lust, it's not our mad ambition. These errors are due not to any fault to be found in us. Now you see, when you realize that this is Joel's way of telling you that you are I Christ, and that's why these errors aren't in you, you have the whole picture. These faults are not in us. Why? Because us is I Christ. The false sense of self has the faults. Don't change the faults. Get out of the false sense of self. You'll find that every error in your human sense of life is left behind when you step out of the false sense of self, instead of changing the errors. These errors are not due to any fault to be found in us, because in reality we're not responsible for the evils which express themselves in us or through us. And he knows that's going to make us feel wonderful, so he comes right back with this. This sounds very comforting for the moment, but it becomes disturbing when I carry this to its logical conclusion, tell you that neither is your wife nor your husband responsible for any of these evils. Now we can't say, my husband who did this caused this, because your husband isn't there. The light of your being is there. And if you're not willing to travel that route, you're going to be stuck with the evils of this world. The light of your being is where you see a husband. The light of your being is where you see a wife or a child. Where are the evils? They're not in the light of your being. They're just hanging in the air as world mesmerism. The truth about you is that you, in your true identity, are the child of God. God has manifested its own life as your individual being. Now, that's the very chapter we've been working on in John. God is your individual life. God is the light of your being. The life which is God is your individual life. And it is eternal, it is immortal. Where are all these evils? In our false sense of self. Do you see how they're nothing like more than just a garment we wear? The only place you exist is in your consciousness. The only place the world exists is in your consciousness. Everything in the world, including your human self, exists in your consciousness. And that consciousness, not living in I Christ, is a separated consciousness, and nothing in it is real. Nothing. Only when it is one with the Father through I Christ in you does your consciousness reveal reality. And then you step out of the garment in which all of the evils are, because they're only part of the fabric of our mortal sense. You don't have to get rid of them. You have to be what you are. Your mind is actually that same mind which was in Christ Jesus. Many of us have been trying to attain the mind that was in Christ Jesus, but that is our mind. The moment you found yourself to be I Christ, what is your mind? The mind that was in Christ Jesus. But that is our mind now. Then what is this mind that tells us we're evil, or we're sinful, or we're guilty, or we're lacking? It's a false sense of mind. What is the mind that tells us we're defective in some way? It's the false sense of mind. should you get rid of the defect or the mind that is projecting a defect? You see that? You don't get rid of the defect, you get rid of the mind that is projecting the defect. How do you get rid of it? It isn't your mind. You get rid of the mind that is projecting the defect by standing in your true being and rejecting all that is not your true self. There is no defect in I, Christ, the light of the world, and that is your being. And therefore the false belief must be in a false sense of mind. Stand ye still. Face that false sense of mind with the knowledge that I am the I, Christ of God. The mind of Christ is mine. In it there is no iniquity, no evil, no defect to be overcome. And let Christ do the rest. We're being given an infinite physician, an infinite treasury, an infinite love, an infinite beauty, an infinite harmony, all as the very core of our own being. We change nothing in the world. We simply stand in Christ, which is the kingdom where the defects of the world have no existence. Your mind is actually that same mind which was in Christ Jesus. Infinitely wise, infinitely pure. Your soul is spotless. There's not anything that you could do that would change that, because God is your soul. Someone pops out of the sky, takes an airplane, tells 88 people, you're my hostage, demands $500,000. We think that's terrible. Someone has taken control of our individual consciousness the very same way every day of our human lives. We've been skyjacked. Each one of us has permitted an intruder to take over our lives. It says to us, you can't see, you're deaf, you're getting old, you've got a bad heart. That's skyjacking. That's human jacking. That's taking a human being that doesn't exist and telling him how sick they are, when all that's there is I, Christ. And that false sense of self has been hypnotized into thinking it's there, where only the perfection of I, Christ is. It's been happening every day in our lives. Now it's happening in our sky. The contamination of world consciousness appears in the sky, on the land, and on the earth, and in the sea. Everywhere, the hypnotist appears as the outpicturing of a false state of consciousness. And while it's happening, I, Christ in you, is being reborn into consciousness. There's a passage in here, in the same chapter. They could not lay hands on him. They tried to. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Why? How do you lay hands on I, Christ? How do you lay hands on the light of the world? But you are the light of the world. How does anyone lay hands on the I, Christ, that you are? How does a germ enter the I, Christ, that you are? How does anything deprive you of what you are? Nothing can. Nothing can lay hands on the reality of you. And only when you're in the reality of you are you unenslaved and out of bondage to that which is not part of your true being. The reason he steps out and they cannot touch him is because spirit cannot be touched by matter. Light cannot be touched by darkness. Immortality cannot be touched by mortality. And the self of you cannot be touched by any physical quality in this world. We're learning to be that self which is untouchable to the evils of the world. God is your individual being, and all that attests to the opposite of that is world mesmerism, using a mind that does not exist to broadcast a picture that is not true. God is your very being, and even your body is the temple of the living God. Don't ever call your real body defective in any way, because it isn't. There's no defect in your real body, and as long as you live in a false sense of body, you will have a false sense of defects. But you needn't. I, Christ, am the light of the world, and I am your true self and your true body. And I am at hand, in the midst of you, awaiting recognition. This is the truth about you, your life, your mind, your soul, your body, your being. And then Joel concludes with this: God constitutes the identity of your individual being. There's no other. And we're not going to accept any other into our consciousness. God is the only life of all being. And while you're exonerating yourself from defect, while you're saying, I have no bad heart, please go all the way and see there is no bad heart now in the kingdom of God. Anywhere. Don't narrow it down to you any more than you want to narrow I, Christ, down to you. Mortal mind paints the picture of a bad heart all over the world. It's as untrue in Alaska as it is true here. It isn't true anywhere. It's one universal lie. And every defect that you have multiplied 10 million times is just one universal lie. All denying identity as the Christ of God. God is the only mind. God is the only law operating and functioning. God is the only being. Beside God, there is no other. When we have established this firmly in our consciousness, we're no longer thinking of a person as being sick or evil. I know it's easy to say. Real easy. But it is the truth. And we're here to live the truth, to be the truth, to express the truth, to demonstrate the truth, to glorify the Father. It's probably a lot more difficult to live the lie. It's just that we haven't known it. It's much easier to live the truth than the lie once you get started. Now then, there's no man, there's no woman, there's no child in Christ. There's only Christ. Christ isn't male, Christ isn't female. Christ isn't 10 years old or 50 years old. Christ is spirit. Christ is the pure light of God, without defect. Every defect then in your life must now be regarded as false evidence of the sense mind. Really, the world mind appearing in disguise to tempt you out of I, Christ. Yes, you may have had the condition for 50 years. It's as much a lie now as it was 50 years ago. The whole 50 years of the condition is one continuous lie. Because I, Christ, was always your identity. And so we come to I, the glory I had with thee. before the world was, before this physical body was, before the many lifetimes were. That glory was your Christhood. And that glory that I had with thee before the world was is still mine. Your Christhood has never been anything less than itself. Your pure selfhood has been intact, awaiting the lifting up of the Son of Man, the regeneration from above, the awareness that all that is defective is a lie about God. God is all, and in God there is no defect. Therefore, defect does not exist. Mankind has said this quite a bit. Man has made a lot of statements about there are no evils, but only when you stand in I, Christ, will you discover the power of the light. It is never in the tongue, it is in I, Christ, identity. That's part of the healing consciousness, part of the living consciousness, part of the protective consciousness. Always, I, Christ, is the fulcrum from which you come into the fullness of your being. Now, whatever is wrong with you, please, it's as outdated as yesterday's fashion. You can take it right off of your consciousness like a garment the moment you see that I, Christ, is your only identity. Let's not live in an obsolete world when the kingdom is here. Whatever overflows into the world from the kingdom of reality will be an appearance, but at least it will be an appearance made manifest by reality, by truth, and it won't come forth defective. There are just a few more statements here I'd like you to hear. These are all from the chapter Release Man. It's useless to look to anyone to find the cause of error, either in a person or to attempt to uncover the wrong thinking that produced the error, because evil is never personal. It is always impersonal. It's not happening in Christ. We may hate, fear, commit adultery, even murder, but it is not you or I doing this, because the truth is that Christ is our true identity. All right, fine, we accept that. Now the next step comes. What about the flu? What about the infection? What about the contagion? What about the epidemic? Joel's answer is, the appearance is not a person, not a condition, not a thing. It belongs to nobody. It is a universal mesmerism. It is a universal suggestion. And it operates without being seen or heard, yet it enters our consciousness. That means the false consciousness, the human consciousness. It enters without our being consciously aware of it. Fear, illness, sin, false appetites are projected in much the same way. Now then, you see this subliminal way that error enters into the false consciousness. The false consciousness then perceives it and accepts it. The consciousness living in I, Christ, would not be a false consciousness into which error could creep. There's no subliminal activity in a true consciousness, only in the false. And so all evil has its source in the belief in two powers. And that means two creators. That God is one power, one creator, and there's another creator. Every evil has its belief, its rise in the belief that beside God there's another creator. But you know there's only the creator called the Father, the infinite, the perfect self. And therefore, all evil, not coming from the one perfect creator, when accepted, is only because we have somehow let ourselves believe that there's a second creator or a second power. Whereas God is the only power. Now, if you know there's only one creator, you know there's no evil. If you know there's one creator called God, perfect, you know there's no real defect. And the secret is the false consciousness that entertains the idea of the defect. And the remedy for that is the true consciousness, I, Christ, the light. Immaculate is my Father. Now we're back to one creator, one power, one cause, therefore one action. Perfect as my Father. You see why Jesus had to stand up there and say, I am the light of the world. That's the secret of the Christ message. I am the light of the world. I am the Christ of each individual on the face of the earth. Unless you're in it, unless you understand it, unless you have fidelity to it, you're in what is called sin. And a greater evil comes upon you. You are not defective. There is no such you. That's the meaning of releasing man. Now perhaps we're real strong in this direction and we can stand up to the tempters of the world. When they invade our bodies and our minds and our homes and our nations, we can face them with the truth of being. I, Christ, is in the sky. I, Christ, is on the earth. I, Christ, is in the ocean. All these things are in I, Christ. In the true consciousness, the earth, the sky, and the sea are the Lord's in the fullness thereof. And in them there is no defect. That is where we learn to walk. Can we take a moment for meditation? Nothing is missing. Nothing right and perfect is missing. No matter what it is, it isn't missing. It is in your being, which is Christ. Rest there. Don't be a 2-hour Christ or a 10-hour Christ. Be Christ every moment of your day. How? Just reject all that denies you to be the light of God. Suffer any condition, but know it is not there. Christ has no conditions. Your Father is unconditioned. The child of your Father is unconditioned. Perfection is the nature of the child of God. That is your name. And be patient. The new consciousness, the rebirth, is not accomplished by a word or a thought. It is a way of life. And as you live this way of life, when you think not, quickly I come, and I reveal to you the power of the Christ, the glory of the Father, glimpses of your own eternal life made manifest to you in many ways. It is more important to know yourself than it is to overcome a defect. The defect will go. It goes with the body. But yourself is forever. Every ounce of spiritual consciousness you come into now is yours forever. The sowing to spirit this moment and every now moment always leads to a reaping in the spirit. You may sow in this lifetime and reap in another. Or you may reap in this one. But be sure of this, there'll be no reaping without sowing to the Spirit, which is true identity. Next week we're going to do chapter 3. I imagine we'll still be in John 8. Those of you who have told me about your experiences, naturally it's most encouraging to know that we're all moving into true identity realized. And I repeat them to the class simply that we know the work is taking root. Thanks again.